live your life to the fullest or something. I don't know. We're going to talk all about it as we cover the Netflix movie Moriboshi this week on Shonen and Suds. Cody, I don't know if I have one this week. This is a very somber episode. It's we're back. That's good news, right? Like we're back.
Yeah, we're
back. Few weeks.
Yeah, it's been a tough few weeks, you know.
It's been a tough week for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a tough few weeks. I guess it just got emotionally sad this last one. We've just been busy,
sure did.
So apologies in advance. We are back for another episode of Shonen and Suds. But Chris, you know,
indeed,
we're gonna talk about Moriboshi, whatever this show is called.
Mabba, go fuck yourself. That's what we're gonna talk about. It's not good.
Yeah, it's just another
movie's not good.
Just another bad Netflix animated movie. It has to be expected.
And it's a shame because there's some really cool ideas. There are some really, really cool ideas here, but they just
yeah. But so spoilers ahead for that. And obviously we were supposed to be covering JJK this week. We're going to push that to next week now.
I just did not have the time to watch it. Like I sat down and I got like an episode in and I was like, I got shit to do. And so being able to like sit down today and watch a 2-hour movie was actually a lot easier. Just cause it's just been so busy. Like it's just weird how busy I've been. But again, we're back. We're dedicated to talking about anime. But of course, you know, this, like I said, this is the first time I didn't hit you with a Cody. I was dreading having to record this episode because, I mean, we're going to have to address the elephant in the room and we'll get to that, obviously. But of course, you know, we are back for this Flags at Half-Mast edition of Shonen and Suds. I'm your host, Chris Adams.
I'm Cody Snodgrass.
And we're just a couple of sad boys today. Just been a sad boy for the last few days, as a matter of fact. Just it's tough, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We've got some other news to cover. You know, there was an award show, if you want to call it that. That happened. So it's just been all downhill. Anime has just been all downhill right now, brother. I don't know what's going to right the ship.
Yeah, and of course, what we're alluding to is, of course, the passing of Akira Toriyama, which came as a shock to just about everybody in the world.
Oh, brother, fucking
man. Dude, there is just, I mean, we don't like the
there's nothing, there's no words to even say, man. Like this guy, you know. I'm older. I grew up with Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball is something that has been just a part of not, I mean, I'm not saying anything that anybody else hasn't already said, right? Like nobody has influenced so many generations of people in this medium than Akira Toriyama. Like there's no one else that has accomplished and influenced what he has done, and the fact that literally everything that has come since, everything, nothing, there is nothing that does not take influence from Dragon Ball. Like it is the gold fucking standard. He walked so everything since fucking 1986 could run. Like, and to anybody who genuinely said they don't get it, they don't understand, it didn't influence this, fuck you and the fucking horse you rode in on, because you are beyond wrong. I legitimately like teared up because when, you know, I've said before, you know, Yu Yu Hakusho was a big part of my life when I was downtrodden, when I was, you know, when I needed to escape, that was one of the things. Well, guess what else was there, Cody? Fucking Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball got, like, kind of helped me come out of my shell, helped me want to, like, work out when I was in high school, just like it does for every other dude, right? It makes every dude want to go out there and be a martial artist. It makes you want to, like, train and fight for your friends and be, like, you know, Goku's not a good father, but, like, Goku's not a protagonist, man. He's just this fucking mythological creature. He's like Superman, dude. Like, He's nobody's favorite character. He's nobody's favorite hero, but he is just the guy that, you know, for fucking 40 years was able to get stuff done. And there, I don't know, man, like the art style, just the, we wouldn't have beam clashes. We wouldn't have special attacks. We just would not have the things that we have if it wasn't for this guy. And just such a fucking blow. Like, this is one of those things, Cody, where, like, the world will never be the same after his passing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he is the most influential mangaka, yes, anime creator, whatever you want to call him. Like, he is him. Like Hayao Miyazaki, yeah. You're a second, but it is not a close second. Like, it is,
yeah.
Like, he is the guy.
He's laughed only, you twice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and not only, like, with Dragon Ball and obviously that whole entire series and his many other animated works, he also influenced and created the character designs for a bunch of games. Chris, you're very close with, like, the Dragon Quest and the Dragon Warrior.
Brother, Dragon Quest? Yeah. Chrono Trigger?
Okay, Chrono Trigger, Blue Dragon. And then, obviously, the
Dragon Quest was, like... Like, that would be, like, a national holiday in Japan when, like, those games would come out. Like, that was, like, you know how people called out work sick or took the day off when Final Fantasy Remake came out? That was literally every occurrence, to the point where, like, Enix would not put the games out on a work day because they knew, like, productivity would just come to an ass-grinding halt.
Yeah, like, it would literally affect the countryside.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's just been a rough week because it's crazy how, like, I did not think it would have affected me like it did, but, like, it's just been something that I've grown up with and it's been a part of my life. And the crazy thing is he was still working. He still had irons in the fire, projects he was working on. Like, I wonder if now, Cody, we're heading again. This is why I keep saying this is like a world changing death. Cause, like, does this become one of those things where we're going to enter, like, possibly the first generation that's not going to get to grow up with Dragon Ball? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean...
like, and that scares me.
I don't know if there's... Like, I don't know, and obviously, you know, everybody, like, all the focus is obviously around his death and everything and, like, paying homage to him and all that stuff, but, like, I don't know where they go from here when it comes, like, as far as, like, Super's manga isn't finished, or, like, Super's anime is, like, kind of on the back burner because they were working on Dragon Ball Daima, which was the one with where everybody's, like, a kid. We saw the trailer, and it was like, yeah, this doesn't look great. But I don't know, like, where those projects go. I don't know, like, who takes over for, you know, character design on Dragon Quest. I mean, obviously, he's worked, you know, with the animators that he's worked with for years and years and years, I would imagine, at this point. So I'm sure there's somebody that can kind of take the helm, but they don't have, like, the story that he was planning. You know, I'm sure they have up to a certain extent, like, but, I don't know
It's not going to be like a Berserk situation, right? Where maybe there were some people that were close to him that had that knew what the next steps were, but I don't know. Like, it's the most uncertain I've ever felt about anime and manga in my entire life. And it's like, it makes me sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be, you know, it's something we're going to keep an eye on, like, news wise. We're going to see, like, cause I'm sure after the first coming weeks, they'll have somebody that like gives us a statement that's like, this is where how we're moving forward, or if they're moving forward, if they don't just scrap it and say, you know, Super is what it is, or, like, I don't even know where you go. Like,
and honestly, Cody, with that being said, we're gonna do this a little differently. We gotta crack them now because I wanna toast one up for the legend, Akira Toriyama. So, Cody, before we, you know, move forward with this production, I need to know what you're drinking, brother. Well, what are we toasting?
I just
to
cracked
Toriyama.
In response to you, Chris. I got me a couple Truly Lemonades, Chris. Kicking it old school.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, just like Dragon Ball, baby.
But yeah, I got a pineapple one and a watermelon one. So one good flavor, one artificial flavor, you know.
That's right. So you've got Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball GT. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to say the same shit.
That's right, brother. That's right. And I am sipping on a, normally you toast with champagne, but here we toast with the champagne of beers. I have poured one delicious Miller High Life, and I'm going to toast it up to Akira Toriyama, the legend. The void that he is leaving behind can never be filled, and the medium will not be the same. And I really, really hope that everybody, all of these writers and artists and people who, and even just people, every man, woman, child that, you know, that saw an episode of Dragon Ball Z and it sent their life on a new trajectory. I hope all of them are, you know, no pun intended, are living their life to the fullest, because you never know. It can all change on a dime. So I'm drinking one to Akira Toriyama. Rest in peace. Rest in power, King.
Yes, sir. Cheers to that. Yeah, man. It's
crisp.
Yeah, it's just a bummer, man. You know, the same way you grew up with it. I mean, Dragon Ball was on after school every single day, so that was...
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it was... I would watch it with my dad sometimes, man. It was...
Oh, man. Yeah, as I say, Fridays... Dude, I remember my dad was like, when are they ever going to stop fighting this guy? And it was literally like when Goku and Vegeta went into Majin Buu, and I'm like, I don't know, Dad, but these fights last forever, yeah. So you better buckle up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But yeah, man, definitely flags at half-mast for the rest of this year.
pretty much, man. 2024 anime, it's just going to hit different. Like, knowing that there's something there's something missing now, right? It's like, I don't know. It's, for lack of a better way to put it, man, it's like having a family member die. It really is. Yeah, like, you just don't know where to go from there. There's an emptiness.
Even as I look around my room, like, I have a Dragon Ball Super card game box there. I have a Funko Pop right there.
Mm-hmm.
I have the games right here. Like,
got a playmat on my office desk, like a Dragon Ball Super card game playmat that I keep my mouse and keyboard on. I have one at work that I use, you know, that's Dragon Ball. So it's everywhere, dude.
And this is just like glancing around my room, like my phone. I played Token Battle. It's been the first gacha game I ever played. And it's like the most...
I see stickers and posters.
Yeah, it's like... And now I...
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's just...
Now it's gone.
Yeah, it just sucks, like... It just sucks.
It's rough.
I went to a toy show today.
Chris. And I sincerely do what?
Oh, I was just going to say, I went to a toy show today, and I mean, everybody had Dragon Ball. Everybody was wearing a Dragon Ball shirt. Everybody had, good. Like, if they hadn't been bringing their Dragon Ball stuff to a toy show, they had it all out. Like, good. It was just Dragon Ball Z everywhere.
I wouldn't have even had it for sale. I'd have just been like, just come pay homage. Just, you know, show us what you've got. You know, what is... And you know, I don't know, man. Like, it's just, it's hard, and everybody processes it differently, and it sucks. Like, it really, really sucks. And what really sucks is he was only 68. I know that doesn't sound like young, but I mean, he, in his 60s, it was a blood clot in his brain that killed him.
Yeah. All right. Was it a blood clot or a bruise? I don't know if it was like a brain bleed.
Either
or something.
Way.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, I'm sure we'll get
I guess it's like an aneurysm, I guess, or something. I don't know, but like, it's, that sucks. Like, that definitely sucks.
Yeah, I saw some people talking about that he might have had, like, a fall. Again, this is all just stuff I've seen on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sure we'll get
to grab that rail with both hands when you're going down the stairs, yeah, unless you want to live life to the fullest.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get the full scoop, you know, in the coming days. Obviously, we found out that he actually passed away, I believe it was on March 1st.
It was the 1st, yeah. And they, you know, out of just respect for the family, they kept it quiet, which, I mean... Good for them. I'm glad, you know, they had their time to grieve before, you know. But what I also do like is I'm glad that they, you know, I mean, obviously that's not something you keep secret, but I wonder if they realize how many, and I even said this to people I was at work, because I have a lot of anime fans on my team that I work with, and we were all just kind of like, and I was like, I wonder if him or his family realize just how many people he's touched. Like, in his life, And I dare anybody to do better, right? Like, it was just thinking about, like, I'm getting teared up now just thinking about it, man. Like, it just, it's a big deal. Like, it's a very big deal. And I didn't think it would affect me like it did. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. But just, I hope his family knows. And I'm not saying anything that probably hasn't already been said. I really, really hope that his family, whoever he's left behind, knows that the whole world is in, like, permanent spirit bomb mode for them, and they'll never forget.
I actually saw, speaking of spirit bomb mode, I saw a post that was like every lobby on the current, like, Dragon Ball Z game. It's literally just everybody just doing the spirit bomb pose.
People are doing it on, like, other multiplayer games that have anything Dragon Ball in it. They're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you know, right? Like, this guy was a major, major influence on multiple generations. You know, people who were old enough to not necessarily be my parents, but be elder to me, people who were your age, people younger than you. I mean, that's 3.5. We'll call it 4 generations of people that this guy's influenced or had a touch, just a hand on their life in some way or another. And like I said, I dare anybody to do better. Cause no, like, all you can do, even as, like, you know, all of these, cause there's a lot of great anime creators out there right now, a lot of great writers, a lot of great artists. Really, the best they can hope for is to do as good.
Yeah, I don't know if you
saw the tweets and, like,
oh man,
I saw, dude. I've read them all.
I say some and of like, the just, tweets from Oda; those ones are sad.
Oh man, wipe my eyes here. Yeah, like, it's just incredible. That was the one that got me. Like, that one got me because, like, obviously he's arguably done probably the next most successful anime, right?
Yeah, like
so.
But I mean, he even said it himself, like, he was like the star that they were, like, aiming to be, like, him and Kishimoto, who created Naruto, and, you know, obviously various other creators. Yeah, man, definitely just a bummer.
Yeah, you hate to see it. You hate to see it, but he's resting peacefully. Just know that. I hope his family knows. I hope everybody. This is like a big unifying moment for the anime community. And if you can't get with it, or you're just trying to be a dickhead, go fuck yourself. We don't want you here. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have time for your bullshit. Like, this guy was the fucking king. And, you know, you fucking, you put respect on the crown.
Yeah, I'm even going through some of the, they got a bunch of them posted, like, just all together on Anime News Network. Where it's, like, Kishimoto, Oda's, Hori from Dragon Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a bummer, man. I don't
Our boy Adam Duncan, bless his heart. You know what he was doing that day? He was playing Chrono Trigger, and when he got to the part where, like, Akira Toriyama's actually in the game, he sent us the screenshot, and it was like, oof. My man, he gets it. He gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a bummer. But
yeah. You know. But we'll see. We'll move on from there. You know, just again, pour one out. Moment of silence. Watch some Dragon Ball. Play some Chrono Trigger. Play some Dragon Quest. Watch some. You know, do whatever.
That's right. Put on the
enjoy
Bio
whatever
movie.
Work of it. And put on the Bio Broly movie, dude. Anything except for GT, because I don't think he had his hand in that one. But you know, even still, like, they're all labors of love. Just enjoy it. And just know that things will never be the same again. And just be glad that you had somebody to influence you like that. So,
yeah, I mean, neither one of us ends up watching anime, nor ever even thinking of a podcast.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, anime just doesn't exist in the form that it does now without him.
100%.
It just doesn't.
But
speaking of anime now, since we're, you know, from, you know, out of the frying pan and into the fire, as it were, other news, we had the, I'm gonna throw this in the middle. I did hear, I heard this from our old pal Irving Diaz. I guess they've confirmed, and there's, you know, some One Punch Man season 3 info has come out, but I don't know to what extent, but that's a win I needed. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, but you know, just hearing that makes me happy.
Yeah, Chris, that's
I need some Moomin Rider in my life. I really do. Say,
the one Punch Man stuff that I hear, I take it with a grain of salt. It's like when somebody shares that, like,
the biggest grain of salt.
Hayao Miyazaki's coming out of retirement. It's like,
again,
this is the 50th time. Like, yeah. When the time is now.
Like, we need it. We need it now.
Yeah, when I press play on One Punch Man season 3, that's when I'll believe it. I'll be like, okay, it is here.
Yeah. It's just like when Attack on Titan ended. Same concept.
Yeah, and speaking of anime that were inspired by Dragon Ball, One Punch Man, I'm sure they'll figure out some way to pay some sort of homage.
That'd be fucking cool. That'd be really cool. And I'd love to see more animes do that now, even if it's something simple, like on the credits, like at the end or something, have just like a special screen, just, you know, kind of like how all the Marvel movies did with Stan Lee, stuff like that. Because, I mean, this is very similar to that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, just having something that pays the respect, I think, will be great for, at the very minimum. Like, you should be doing that for, like, the rest of the year, as far as I'm concerned, man. Because we need it. We need that positivity. We need to remember the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just, like, a little Easter egg in an episode, like,
yeah,
stuff like that is always cool.
Something.
Chris, stuff that's not cool is the Crunchyroll Anime Awards.
Brother, these awards are such bullshit. Like, I mean, obviously, okay, look, I'm not going to yuck someone else's yum. If you love Jujutsu Kaisen, then you're happier than a pig in shit because they fucking cleaned up at these awards. And it was cool seeing, like, some of the select, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, you know, Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks, whatever, you know, call her whatever, you know, whatever you're familiar with. You know, they were there hosting and doing, like, presenting and stuff like that. So it was cool to see, like, the mainstream appeal that anime has these days. But, I mean, brother, fuck these awards.
Yeah, as far as the awards go, and I'm not trying to take away from, like, the award winners. But, Chris, I mean, we just found one gigantic flaw in these awards.
Yep.
Just as I looked at the list of past winners. So if you go right now and you go to Crunchyroll's website and you look up the anime awards, you'll find in 2024 that Attack on Titan Special Season 1 was the best drama. The first special. And then if you look in 2023, the year before, Special 2 is the best drama. And I'm like,
well, how does that fucking
how the
work?
Fuck did that happen? That can't happen. And it's like, no. And then, of course, Chris, then I typed in Crunchyroll Awards, and I put bad. And it was just like threads and threads and threads of just people dogging on these awards. While it is cool that you get, like, celebrities like Meg Thee Stallion, who's another huge anime fan herself.
Yeah.
Getting new eyes on the media and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take the awards a little bit with a grain of salt. I said before we started recording, it's like if HBO was hosted the Emmys, and it's like, oh, wow, what do you know? You know, they won again.
Like, look at that. Sopranos wins again.
Yeah. It's like, it just, I don't know. You shouldn't have stuff like that. I don't know. It just feels wrong when there's a name above it. That's why I like.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the video game awards that we have now, where it's like, it's just ran by a dude that likes video games and a bunch of creators and stuff. And, like, I don't want, like, a big name, like, I don't know. Like, I'm surprised that,
yeah, like, a neutral third party should be, you know, or a neutral enough third party.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, like, the monopoly of Crunchyroll.
Right, exactly.
Because they bought all the other competition except for, like, the Netflix and Hulu exclusives and stuff like that. But, like,
mm-hmm.
I haven't finished JJK season 2. I watched the first, right, was it 12 episodes? I got to where our boy shows up and clocks in for overtime. That guy.
That's right. That's about it. That's the only character I give a fuck about.
And that's
the
only
reason
we watched an additional, because I think we originally planned on watching 11 episodes, but we did 12 because it was like, mm-hmm. I was like, I know he's going to be in the next episode. I'm watching this episode. And it's good. It's a little different at the beginning. I thought it was going to be an entire flashback season, like a past season, but there's like, it's almost like how Demon Slayer does their arcs. It's kind of like that. Like, the first five or six episodes are like one little arc of the past, and then it brings you back to present day. And,
yeah.
I mean, so far it's good. The second half must really just fucking be crazy for it to win anime.
It has to be. But again, I still don't see it. But if you love it, enjoy it, bask in it. I don't want to yuck someone else's yum. If you enjoy it, then just have a great time with it.
Yeah, and a lot of the newer animes we haven't seen. So like Demon Slayer was on the nomination block.
Yeah.
I guess Attack on Titan, since it was a special, didn't qualify. It's kind of like in one of those weird gray areas where it's not a movie, but it's not a full-blown series. But, like, if I were to choose, that would have won. I mean, that's just hands down. It's not
even... absolutely.
But, you know, if you enjoyed the anime awards, good for you. If not, you know, join the club. You know? Yeah, it gives us some ideas of things we can watch in the future, because there was a bunch of shows even nominated for Anime of the Year that I hadn't heard of. You know, there's still some obvious ones that we haven't seen, like Chainsaw Man and Spy Family.
Yep.
But I saw a lot of unfamiliar names, so that's a good thing. But hopefully these shows are good and everything like that. Definitely gives us some more stuff to nominate for future polls.
Agreed.
But Chris, now we gotta shift gears. You know, if you haven't seen Mabu Roshi yet, on Netflix, go ahead and pause it here. And don't watch it.
that's about it. Go ahead and just cut on Netflix and watch something else. Watch literally anything else. Watch fucking live action Avatar. Watch, pick literally anything else on your queue. And you know, I'll go ahead and get us from point A to point B here, because there's really not much to talk about, because this movie is so poorly, like, the plot is so poor. And I'm gonna put an asterisk next to this. Maybe it's because the dub, because I watched it in English, maybe the dub just does a very poor job of translating what's actually happening, but I do not think that's the case. I do not think that's the case.
Now, Chris, before I hand you the keys to the car, Chris, I gotta... I don't know if your wiki page shows this, but on my wiki page it says this article's plot summary may be too long or excessively detailed.
Bro, that's exactly what they said. They're like, Jesus Christ.
Removing unnecessary details and making it more concise. Because whoever wrote this up wrote like 19 fucking paragraphs about this movie that I could sum up in fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah, which is what we're going to do, because, first we'll start with the tail of the tape. This movie came out September 15th of last year, directed and written by Mari Okada. Now, I feel terrible. She was born in 76. What else has she done?
Mari Okada? Let me see here.
Yeah, literally nothing that I've heard of.
Looks like she did...
nothing that I see.
Wait, is she the...
Well, now I feel terrible.
Oh, she's a screenwriter. Okay, so she's worked on some big stuff. Fate Stay Night. Let's see here. Darker Than Black. Jeez. Black Butler. One of the Lupin the Third things, but that's kind of
hell yeah, brother. One of her earlier jobs, she did direct to video. She wrote scenarios direct to video porn. She's the one who said, I'm gonna have the plumber come and fix the pipes. Yeah.
Wait, actually?
But I feel bad. Like, I don't want to make jokes. You know, she has terrible social anxiety, again, based on what I'm reading here. I don't want to make fun.
Always a good stat to have, you know. Nothing wrong with
creating. I mean, look, shit, I would love to put... as the kids say, no cap, I would love to put that on my fucking resume, for sure. Yeah, but it
looks like she's done a lot of... like series composition and like screenplays and things like that for shows, whether it be the whole show or just episodes.
Definitely done a lot.
I don't know if this is her first like full blown
maybe
anime?
Directorial. See, and now I kind of feel bad, because I mean, obviously, sounds like, you know, just from what I'm reading here, sounds like, you know, she was bullied and nobody thought she was going to make anything of her life. I mean, she proved him wrong, but you know what? Like I've said, even Miyazaki fucking misses the mark. And unfortunately, this movie does miss the mark, Cody. And we have to watch it for about 2 hours, 111 minutes. We are just right under the 2 hour mark. And I'm going to preface, you know, I don't like this movie. I'm going to say that. But I also want to say that they had some really good ideas. The plot of this movie, like the main central, like core of the story, is really good. Like they have a really good idea. It's just when it almost felt like it was being written. They were cutting off their nose just to spite their face. And I'll tell you what I mean by that as we go through it. Really the long and short of this movie, Cody, is this mining town. Movie starts in 1991. It's a mill town, very Pittsburgh, you know, everybody oh, yeah. works at the steel factory. That's what runs the, that's what runs the economy. Right. Well, and our main characters, they're doing homework or reading manga. They're just hanging out. Kid farts and stinks up the room. But as they're fucking around, as kids do in 1991, there's an explosion over at the steel mill. And the sky, starts to crack and, things get really wild. The smoke comes and, covers the sky and, seals the cracks and, it's just really weird. And you're like, well, what the fuck's going on? And then they just kind of say, and just like that, we're stuck in a moment in time. And it's like, what? But then Cody, this is where shit, no, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Well, this is where me and you kind of had the same thought. We're like, because next thing you know, we're the four kids back in the room goofing off. And it's like, yeah. It's like, okay, maybe this is like the end of the Groundhog Day situation. And then we reset in the morning.
Bring us right back.
We're going to wake up in the morning. Yep. But then it's like, the kids like go outside and the sky's all cracked and like, it's like nothing is explained because like now we skip forward like apparently like three I don't know how many years it is, but and the show doesn't like tell you like they don't just go
no
like the narrator who's the main character
Masamune yeah
like he doesn't go like now we're 5 years later. And
just like that, we were stuck in time, which I have a gripe with, Cody.
Chris,
if we're stuck in time, how are we having day cycles, right? What the fuck?
Yeah, there's that, and I'm all for like some caveats, like the days keep happening, but time stands still, or like they could do something weird. Like I get you can make an excuse for that.
Sure, I'll give you that.
Yeah, humor me here as I try to play devil's advocate for this.
Yes, sure, movie. Please, by all means, please.
But like. You gotta tell me that. I didn't know we've been in here for years until the one kid's like, oh, there's poor Miss So-and-so. She's been pregnant for years. I was like, God, that lady,
what the fuck?
That's the movie I want to see because she is going through it.
Brother, her fucking back, her lower spine has long since turned to powder. Brother, that's got to be the worst. Like, she has the story that needs to be told in this village. Damn right, dude. Yes. Where's that?
They're just like casually like, oh yeah, she's been 8 months pregnant for 5 years. I'm like, oh
fucking,
my God.
Look who's talking, ground zero. that movie should be called.
They said that, and I was like, my back immediately was in pain. I was like,
oh brother, I got morning sickness immediately.
God. They don't do a good job explaining anything.
They don't. And the problem is, Cody, they give us these obvious things to move the story forward. Because what ultimately happens is, apparently because they're trapped in time, the kids don't feel any pain. Well, they go over to the steel, the main character goes over to the steel mill, and there's a girl, just like this feral child, living in the steel mill. And we're like, well, who the fuck is this? And, you know, throughout the, you know, as the movie progresses, like one of the friends dies because if you start showing too strong of emotions, the sky and the smoke dragons just fucking wipe you from existence. But it's just they've given us these tools, but then it's they put it like, so Cody, they give us a hammer and take us to a job site where we need a saw is what they're doing. Because we find out this girl doesn't belong here. She's not from this alternate reality that has been created by this explosion. There's this crazy guy who runs the shrine who's kind of like the one like, oh, we're being punished by the gods. Okay, whatever, sure, that's fine. There's always that one like religious nut in the movie that's like, oh, this is a sign from God, yada yada yada. And in this case, I'd be inclined to believe him because the smoke turns into dragons and shit and whatever. But
yeah, and I guess we should mention our other character who's sort of important, but mostly not really. And that is Mutsumi Sagami. She is our main character. Sees her up
the lone
on,
girl in the
yeah. Sees her up on the rooftop of the school. She shows her underwear to him, and from that moment on, he is in love with her.
I mean, let's be honest. He's, you know, his jeans are getting a little snug there in the front, but
yeah, I mean, he's only 14, so you know, he was.
That's Christian third base, you know what I mean? so she's the one that takes him to the factory.
Her dad's the crazy mm-hmm. scientist guy who also gets to make all decisions for this city that's been trapped in this time loop. Like,
right. And they have to do these like daily like reports on themselves. So in the moment that they are no longer stuck in this place, that they haven't changed. And that's also very much not explained. Because if you're stuck in this place and you're worried about people not you being different, how about those other people wondering where the fuck this city went or all these people went, right? Like, that makes no sense that you're going to have to, we can't change. We've got to be the same for when we come out of this. Brother, I think the entire goddamn world would expect you to be different if an entire town just disappeared. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think anybody would fault you for maybe being a little crazy coming out of the back end of this.
Yeah, how about the pregnant lady, dude?
Right.
She's going to come out the same.
Brother, she's going to be on Oprah the next day. And it's like, it's just like shit like that that makes no sense. And then, like I said, you know, to go back to what I was saying earlier, they're stuck in this moment in time. They make this big deal about them being stuck in this moment in time, but we're having day cycles. So are they not stuck in this moment in time? If they've been there for years, how is it not like 1992, 1993? Are they reliving the same day over and over again? Which it's fine if they are, but they need to fucking say that. But they don't.
I think what they're trying to say is they're not aging.
Right. But, like, how are they eating? How are they getting food? Are they starving to die? Like, what's happening? Because if they're cut off from the rest of the world, they live in a small steel mill where they make a big deal about the harbor. Brother, how are they eating? Are they just not eating because they can't feel pain? Do they just not get hungry either? You know what I'm saying? Like, what really got me is that we jump to years in the future and everybody's just okay with this. No one's trying to figure out how to fucking fix it or they just don't tell us anything. They're just like to us, it looks like we're just the next day and these kids are fucking choking each other out because it doesn't matter. They don't feel any pain. And then it's like, there's this feral girl who we find out doesn't belong here.
Yeah. And it's like,
okay, yeah, well, let's get her out of here.
When we met her and we found out that she was the one that's not from this world or not supposed to be in this world, I was like, mm-hmm. So put her back and everything will turn to normal. And then in my head, I'm like, okay, maybe there's some backstory here of why they're saying, don't go past the borders, don't leave. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like, maybe there's something, there's a reason for that.
Which they don't ever really explain either. Now, the one thing that they do go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is like, you know, again, we're talking about spoilers anyhow, but like, when they put her back, everything goes back to normal, and I'm like, oh my god. Imagine living
That's
in a world where nobody suggested that. Like, no one.
That pregnant lady just had a gun, and she shot that guy in the face every day, because I would have.
Until this 14-year-old child was like, I think we should take back the feral girl over there,
who is
the only one who's aging out of any of us.
Right, because what also keeps happening, Cody, is they give us these really great story nuggets. Like, they're in the girl's living room, and they can see through the cracks into, like, the real world. And she sees herself and our main character as, like, adults. Like, so we're like, okay, cool, they end up together.
Yeah, and it makes it seem like that this is, like, their daughter...
Yes!
Somehow wandered into the old world.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And they give us like a good reason for that to happen, because they're at like the fair, the carnival, whatever, call, you know, whatever you want to call it, that and then she wants to get this toy, and the mom's like, nope, sorry, can't have it. You're acting up, you know, like what parents do with their kids. And she, like, the mom's like, you know, she does the classic pairing, we're just gonna leave you here, we'll see you at home, you know, but she turns around and she's gone. And I'm thinking, okay, cool. Maybe she wandered off. She got on this train that they mentioned only once before. I was like, she got on this train and somehow it took her back into the past, and that's what's fucked everything up. You know, you don't need to explain how it happened. I'm okay with phenomena, but she kind of like how it is in not Your Name, but the other one. You know, with like the volcano in the past, and the, you know, how like it's the night of the event where this thing takes place.
Oh, it is Your Name. Yeah, it's Your Name.
It is Your Name. Yeah, like something like that. I'm okay with this happening on the night that this fair, like, make this fair important, right? Make it be on the night of an anniversary. Like, maybe, you know, give us this little paradoxical thing, you know, make it be on the night that these people disappeared, and her going, this fair exists because she goes back in time to, you know, but make, you know, but she wouldn't go back in time if the fair didn't. I'm okay, you know, give us something like that to think about. And they give us these really great ideas, but then, like I said, Cody, they give us a hammer when we need a saw, but none of that even matters because she's just there.
Yeah,
and that has nothing to do with anything.
The mom and dad, which are our future main characters, they turn around and their child's gone, and then it's just like,
yeah,
she ended up here in the other world, and it's like, this is where I was like, is this just becoming the movie Us, which is one of the Jordan Peele movies?
Yeah.
Where, like, at a carnival, the kid wanders off into the House of Mirrors and ends up swapping out with the doppelganger, and has been the doppelganger the whole time. It's like this, I mean, but the way they execute it, sure, there's some nonsense to it that doesn't make a lot of sense, but, like, this is, they don't show you anything. She's just gone. That's it. There's no explanation.
Yeah.
And we'll never explain.
And then at the end, when they put her back on the train, which, again, the fact that it took fucking children to be like, let's get her out of here. We don't really get any resolution. Now, I completely understand that the minute she goes back, this reality that she had been in, that we've been in this whole movie, will cease to exist. I get that. But then, like, when she goes through the tunnel, it just cuts to her being grown, coming back to this town where, like, the steel mill's long since been abandoned. And just goes back to, like, all the shit that was inside of there. Like, the picture that was drawn by her dad. And and that's it. Like, that's the movie, Cody. That's the movie. That's it.
Yeah, it's like, does your dad exist still? Does your mom exist still? Like,
yeah.
Like, can we
She talks to her mom on the... She's talking to her mom on the phone. Or she's talking to her dad. Because she, I think she says, like, tell mom, you know, tell mom I'll talk to her later. Something like that. You know what I mean? So, okay. You're assuming that she's talking to her parents.
Okay.
But, like... But it makes no sense considering what we just watched for 2 hours didn't make sense either. And then, like, the message of this movie is live your life to the fullest. And I'm like, brother, I was trying, but you made a movie that made me waste 2 hours of my life watching this movie that made no sense. And I think it bothers me more, Cody, because there were some really good ideas here. Some really, really good ideas. But they just were not executed in the way that would make sense. And maybe I'm just an old fucking hater.
No. But like dude, nothing. I mean, just, nothing was explained, like, at all. It was like,
no, nothing.
Like, even when they're like, you can't take her over there, when they're like running towards like the cracked sky and all that, I'm like, why can't they? Please answer any of the questions that you pretend you had answers to.
For God's sakes, please.
Like, you can't go away from here. Why? Why?
It would make everything so much better if you could.
They need to be like, we sent a person out and he disappeared, which they might mention at one point, but like...
But how come it jumped us 5 years in the future for that to fucking matter?
Yeah, right? Dude, I just wanted, like, answers, and the show was just like, no.
Fuck that.
You put it together yourself.
I was trying.
Like, I'm not movie maker, dude. Like,
brother, I'm sitting there with like a pin board and like fucking there is no Carol in HR. You know, like I was just trying to figure this shit out. It just was a very poorly executed movie with really good ideas. And those are the worst kind because like you've got something, like you have a really brilliant idea, like absolutely brilliant young lady. Great, great idea. But you got to execute it. You got to follow through.
Especially when you have fucking MAPPA as your studio. Like, this thing looks incredible. Like,
the keys to the kingdom.
Like, this animation is incredible, but it's like...
The voice acting's phenomenal, too. Like, there's, like, all of the fucking... Like, all of the accoutrement is great, but you cook this steak beyond well done, is what happened.
Yeah, and, like, I don't... The chase scene at the end, like where they're trying to get her on the train, I'm like, just put her on the train. I'm like, why are you kids driving cars? Like, stop crashing in. Are you trying to kill all of your friends? I'm like, what is happening? Dude, the chase scene.
It made no sense.
The chase scene, I was like, those are your best friends in that other car. Please stop ramming into them at fucking 80 miles an hour. You're going to kill all your friends.
It was so dumb. It was just so dumb. Like, this movie sucked. And I'm frustrated. I can't get that 2 hours back. So while I tried to live my life to the fullest, I had to sit through this for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's my review of, I've already forgotten the name of the movie, Mitsubishi, call it whatever it is.
It drove me insane that like the mayor is just like taking a back seat to this kooky old scientist. And everybody just takes his word as law. And they're like, I guess I'll just live out my day to day and never age and nothing will ever change. And like, is there no, like... Do we have like a local board of aldermen? Like, can we figure out some kind of voting method?
How about we just fucking tie that guy up and just take this girl where she needs to go?
Yeah, like we have this girl, and she and like it's not like they're keeping her in like this high tech secret facility or anything.
She's in a fucking steel mill. There's no lock on the door. She can go outside whenever she wants. Yeah.
She's like, I can't. Like, they're like, she can't leave. I'm like, she can. We just walked here. If we walked from school, it was like a 10-minute jog. Like,
yeah, she certainly can.
And there's no security. Unreal. Like, nobody's gonna stop you.
There was literally nobody there.
They're like trying to be stealthy and sneak in. I'm like, fucking gates are open.
Like, brother, you could bang pots and pans together on the way in and nobody would bother you.
Dude.
Unreal.
And, like, we never find out, like, what happens to the people that, like, lose their lose control of their emotions and they crack up and, like, get swept away by the dragon wind things. Like, there's no resolution as to, like, are they just dead? Do they go anywhere? Like, it's all left up to interpretation, which is... Just bad writing. Like, it's just bad writing. Like, it makes sense that, you know, Mario Kata, you know, he wrote the pornos, you know? He didn't have to finish the storyline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this one you had to finish your plate. We don't care why her pipes are leaky.
Yeah, like, we get it. The guy in the bathtub was drowning, so this lifeguard showed up. Yeah, you know? Like,
exactly.
Like...
Look, we don't care that you're visiting your best friend's mom and you're back from college. We don't care why you're there and your friend's not there. We know what happened. We don't fuck. Dude, we don't care. Yeah, but here we cared. Yeah, we needed to know. Like, right.
Oh, man.
This isn't Karate Chop and MILFs.com. This is fucking, this is real life.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, man. And, you know, I looked up the reviews, and I read some of the reviews, and it was just like an overly convoluted plot that didn't explain everything. I was like, okay, perfect. But then you read people that are like, enjoyed it thoroughly, 10 out of 10. It's like, okay.
Brother, those people kiss with their eyes open.
It's like, dude, MAPPA isn't going to hire you, you fucking weeb. Like,
yeah, you fucking, just stop shilling for them.
Jesus,
you fucking
man.
Goof. You neckbeard. Fucking neckbeard.
Yeah, this movie is awful.
Yeah. So that's my review of it. That's all I've got to say about that shit. But Cody, with that being said, where's it going on our list? Because I know where it's going on mine.
Let me pull up. It's been a minute, Chris. I don't have all my supplies in front of me. Here we go. All right, Chris. I don't know if these numbers are correct. They're probably not. But
mine's going below Boy and His Heron.
Boy and the Heron.
It's going right below that because I think both of those movies are equally as bad. And they're both bad for the same reasons, honestly.
And they both came out, like, very recently, too. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
So I believe
it'll within, be... like, the last 6 months. Last 8 months. We'll call it last 8 months. Well, within that woman's pregnancy term.
Oh, that's fucked.
Ugh.
Yeah, I want the anime about her chiropractor. That's the one.
Brother, I want that. I want her story. So Mario Kata, if you can hear us, give us that lady's story because that's the movie I want to watch.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where I'm gonna put this, man. I think it is worse than The Boy and the Heron. This movie's just bad. Like it's.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Drifting Home was the thing I thought of because I was like, oh, that was another Netflix wonky timeline. Mm-hmm. Let's not that resolve made no sense. Anything. None of it's going to make sense. Who cares? All right.
Yeah, I can see that. Actually, yeah, scratch that, Cody. Put it down there with Drifting Home on my list. Yeah, I completely forgot about that movie, and you are absolutely correct.
Do you want
it? It's just par for the course.
Yeah, and like even like bad Netflix movies like Bubble, like at least there's like... There's at least like some. You get what we're trying to do here. We're just doing it bad. Like this movie, I was like, "Why is nobody like sending the problem?" All you have to
The problem is very fixable in these movies. Like you have a very fixable problem, but you jumped us 5 years in the future, dog. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
All right, so I guess we'll put it below Drifting Home on your list. So it'll be your new
Like 51 or 52 or some shit.
51. This is our 53rd movie we've reviewed. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be just below Drifting Home because as much as I didn't like Drifting Home, like, I mean they're two peas in the same pot. Like it's just.
I mean, I could literally call Drifting Home number 50 and Miraboshi 50A. You know what I mean? Like they're practically interchangeable.
Yeah, and. It's unfortunate because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You think we would learn by now that all of these Netflix original animes are just bad? Like, but they gas it up. They're like, these guys made Jujutsu Kaisen, and I'm like, I don't really like that. So that's not a very good.
I should have known because I always take everything with a grain of salt when they're like from the producer of this, from the best grip of this, and I'm like, oh fuck no. Yeah. Like you know this movie's gonna be dog shit when the accolades come from like they were part they did something random on this other movie.
Yeah. This can't be good.
It's not gonna be great.
It's a great movie to look at. But they never explain it. Like you could
it's very skippable, honestly.
Yeah, like this is just hard pass.
And I feel bad, you know, the only, again, put a giant asterisk next to it. Maybe this is something that was on her heart from, you know, maybe from something that's been on her brain since she was being bullied or something, you know, and I never want to make light of that kind of situation or that kind of, you know, social anxiety. You know, I know I just dragged this movie through the fucking for the last 20 minutes, but. I put an asterisk next to all of that because if this came from like something when she was going through something, I get it, and I'm sorry, but this movie just wasn't good, and I don't want to be like I'm sorry, but so again I don't want to, it's hard to say anything beyond that. Like I don't want to make light of somebody's personal situation.
We're not trying to advocate for bullying or anything here. We're just
I agree. Absolutely. This movie just wasn't it was a miss. It was just an absolute miss. Yeah.
Your wiki page can say you got bullied as a child, but that's not gonna factor into my opinion on your movie. Period.
Exactly. Exactly.
With that being said, Chris, that is our review of Maboroshi. Obviously it was kind of just a throw together one. You had said you wouldn't be able to finish JJK. I was like, well, let's just crank out this easy to watch movie, or so I thought.
Right.
So you know, next week I think we're back on track. Okay.
Yeah, we're back on JJK track. Yeah, we'll be good.
So we're going to be covering the first 12 episodes of that. Yeah, it's from what I've seen of it. I mean, I've watched all 12 episodes, and I stopped there. I haven't watched the following 11 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's pretty solid. Like, I'm enjoying it. There's a couple moments where you're like, holy shit. Didn't see that coming.
Cool.
And yeah, it's cool getting to see, you know, some of the past of our boy Gojo. Our main character, Itadori, really takes a back seat in this season, because I think, I don't know if MAPPA or, you know, the writers and directors have realized that Gojo is the main character, but it seems like they've took notes.
They're figuring it out, it sounds like.
They're like, wait a minute, we have Goku, but our anime is about Krillin. We fucked up.
Exactly.
So, like, especially at the beginning, it's just, there is no Itadori. He's not even around. Yeah, from what I've seen, it's pretty solid. It's no anime of the year yet, but I hope maybe they'll pick it up in the second half.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're gonna cover the first 12 next week. And I think we're back to a regular schedule again.
Yes, hopefully. Sir.
Next weekend is St. Patrick's Day, so I'm shipping up to Boston, so I'll try to be sober enough to record an episode.
if not, life comes at you fast. It's okay. You know, we're busy folk.
That's right. But if you guys are, if you're doing anything for St. Patrick's Day, you know, just be safe as always.
Be safe. That's right.
Don't follow in my footsteps. You know.
That's right.
Oh man, St. Patrick's Day is big here.
Oh yeah.
It's a big day. It's the pregame for the 4th of July.
That's the best holiday. It's the Super Bowl of drinking.
That's right. You know, once again, our condolences to Toriyama's family, anybody who's affected by that. Obviously, it's a bummer. We'll keep our eyes peeled for the news as far as, like, what they're going to do with, you know, even, like, you know, where Super goes from here, where Daima goes from here, where Dokken Battle goes from here, where the TCG goes. We don't.
Yeah.
Like, I have
everything.
I have no idea what's going to happen, but hopefully it all works out as best as
Indeed.
It can. You know, whoever has to fill those shoes, we'll cut you some slack. Cause
absolutely. It's big shoes to fill, almost too big.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to do it for us this week on Shonen Insides, guys. My name is Cody Snodgrass.
And I am Chris Adams. And as always, thanks for listening. Chala, head chala.